Episode 2890, Shout for Joy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How's your week going so far? Okay, are the holidays driving you absolutely bonkers? I don't know about you, but my list keeps getting longer. It should be getting shorter, but I don't know. I think this holiday is all backwards. But today is Inspiration Motivation Day. Shout for joy. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. The screams of shame shake your everyday, pouring into your spirit with only more fear of failure and falling short. Let your anger dissipate. Shout for joy. You know, I have this pondering question that I get stuck on. Why is it that we complain more than we celebrate? Think about that for just a minute. I mean, because in my guessing, you probably haven't thought about that much. And it doesn't make sense that you would or wouldn't, right? It's just a statement of fact. So why is it that we complain more than we celebrate? My thought is that it's purely out of convenience, entitlement, and habit. Now, you may not be all of those three, but there's a little bit of all of that in the recipe of why you complain more than you celebrate. And if that's how you and I live our lives, it's no wonder we are walking around like wasted zombies in a land of frustration and madness. I mean, seriously, why do we have road rage? Why are we upset when we're in a long line? Well, there's a reason why our lines are getting longer. There's a lot of different factors that fall into long lines, right? We could be here for hours just talking about that. But unfortunately, we let that little portion of our day influence everything. We aren't getting treated as we presume we deserve. And that's where it comes down to convenience, entitlement, and habit. This is how you need to treat me. And no one can be worse off than what's happening in our lives. It doesn't matter your neighbor, people in church, other people in the community, family, two or three or four times removed. Nothing is as bad as where you are. And so our perspective, you know, allows us to only see what we see. Therefore, we only know what we know. So for the most part, that's a falsehood of our situation or circumstance. Everything stems from your perspective. So if you're tired of being crabby and fussy all the time, I mean, come on, right? Own it for a moment. Shout for joy. That's what you really need to do. It's amazing. Have you ever gone like in your shower and nobody's home? Okay, I say this, nobody's home. And I say your shower because it'll echo and it kind of is a cool effect. But you go in there and you just yell. Now, if you're in the country, you can go outside and you can just shout and yell like, yes! I've done that at the wee hours of the morning, late at night, and during the day. And let me tell you, talk about a rush. And it's all good. It's all good. And it's not about, oh, entitlement, like this is how it's supposed to be. It's almost a point of, I don't have the control, so I release it, Lord. I give it to you. And I know my joy doesn't come from my circumstances. It all comes from you, my Heavenly Father. So leave your profanities of life behind and insert what can truly impact you from the inside out. Shout for joy. You get to decide, my friend, how you want to feel and how long you will remain in that state of mind. If your heart's desire looks different than what's happening before you, change how you see it, right? It's perspective. And if you don't know how to change it, ask somebody else. Send me an email and say, okay, this is my situation. How would you look at it differently? It's amazing. I have a few good close friends. And when we talk and we share a little bit of everything and we get into a situation or circumstances, it's great because we are grounded to God's love, His joy and His grace. And so when we get all wrapped up in our humanness, it's awesome to see the others step in and say, Christiane, you are overstepping your boundaries. Let God be God. And you need to look at life a little bit differently. Shift your perspective. It's that pivot. And it can be done. It's just like dancing in your day. You can make it fun, but you get to choose. You get to decide how you want to feel and how long you're going to be there. You don't need to use language that degrades anyone and everything that happens to you. You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. You've had not just moments, but days like that. Reacting to people as if they should know exactly what you want only silences the love you want, but will never experience because you keep pushing people away. Your attitude sets the tone for the day. So why not shout for joy? Why not have that smile on your face that invites happiness? One that, yes, by choice you create, and another because God gives it to you called joy. And it doesn't come from your circumstances or your situation. There are a lot of things that happen that are kind of sad or kind of frustrating. Turn on the news. Do you see that in your news feed? Even articles. They're all yucky. I mean, how much more negativity can we have in our lives? And I'm thinking, all we do is pick at people. I don't care what it is. It's nitpick here, nitpick there. Let me tell you one thing. The only judge in your life and my life is Jesus Christ. Now, yes, we have rules of law, and that's so we can all abide together in harmony. If you're here in the United States, you understand those rules of law. And so there are judges, right? And it's there for safety, for protection. So I'm not talking about that. So there is judgment there. But I'm talking about when we sit here and say, you think you're better than me. And all of a sudden, you get all up into this tizzy-wizzy as to, how could you even think such a thing? I know what I'm talking about. You need to go change. I don't care if you're in high school or if you're 99 years old. We can have these attitudes. So why not choose the one that's going to benefit you long term, spiritually, emotionally, physically, everything? You're going to sleep better. Your attitude sets the tone for the day, so why not shout for joy? Be your greatest advocate. Change what you can control. Focus on who you are becoming. I'm by no means perfect. I make mistakes every day. Ask my children and my husband. They will point it out to you. And you probably could ask my puppy dog and cats. And they'd be like, well, she did not feed me at 7:01 this morning like she normally does. She missed it, and for some reason, she thought paying the bills was more important, and I didn't get to eat for an hour and a half later. I mean, seriously, I mean, if cats could talk, my cat would tell you that story. My dog would probably say something like, she just doesn't move fast enough, yet he moves slower than I do. Focus on who you are becoming, who God wants you to be, right? The heavenly you here on earth. And when you begin to wrap yourself around that and you really think and dig deep, and it's hard. Let me tell you, this is not something that comes easy for most. It is not. But when you do that, it really opens up an area of your heart. And let me tell you this, your heart will grow wider, deeper. And you'll be like, I didn't understand how I could be this type of a person. Because you see things through God's eyes. So ask God specifically to grow your endurance, all the while softening your heart for others you don't notice. Have patience and grace for yourself and others. Shout for joy. Imagine what it would be like not whining 24/7, 365. And if you're not really sure what that's like, just think about your child. And if your children are older, well, just think about your child as they're older. I think sometimes it gets worse. But yeah, have you ever had the toddler, terrible twos? Yes. Well, my grandson is there. But let me tell you, he's perfect. He can't do anything wrong. That's not true. He does things wrong all the time. And so does his grandma. But guess what? You see, I try to lead with patience and grace. Not just for myself, but for him. And I try to make sure that I teach him what needs to be taught. I don't want him to think that he can whine 24/7, 365, throw himself on the ground and get attention because that's what he does. He's not going to get attention from grandma when he does that. That's called a temper tantrum. That's called entitlement. What about me? Yet I see adults doing the same thing. Okay, they may not flop on the ground and kick their feet or just lay there and fuss and hide their eyes and not look at you. No, in fact, those adults, maybe you've experienced this yourself, they just shut down, they ignore, they get mad, they give you the death stare, they walk around like zombies, oh, woe's me. And they play their saddest tune on this little violin. Let me tell you, if you were not whining 24/7, 365, you might actually like yourself more. And you might have more patience with yourself. And you might be more willing to do what you know you need to do because you have a different attitude, because your perspective is different. Kindness goes a long way, but it starts with you. So my prayer for you today, may your actions reflect the heart of this Christmas season. Find the reason to celebrate by embracing the little things. Life is too short and precious to wait for perfection. Believe deep in your heart that nothing is impossible by extending a hand and expanding your heart. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.